in the limelight.
Thanks to new research by an international team of astronomers, the oldest and most distant galaxy observed in our universe to date, known as GNZ11, has been identified. We're prepared for you an article written by staff of Science Alert website. The piece is titled Astronomers Find Oldest Most Distant Galaxy to Date. Please stay with us for more. Since time immemorial, philosophers and scholars have contemplated the beginning of time and even tried to determine when all things began. It's only been in the age of modern astronomy that we've come close to answering that question with a fair degree of certainty. According to the most widely accepted cosmological models, the universe began with the Big Bang roughly 13.8 billion years ago. Even so, astronomers are still uncertain about what the early universe looked like since this period coincided with the cosmic dark ages. Therefore, astronomers keep pushing the limits of their instruments to see when the earliest galaxies formed. Thanks to new research by an international team of astronomers, the oldest and most distant galaxy observed in our universe to date, known as GNZ11, has been identified. The team, whose research was recently published in the journal Nature Astronomy, was led by Linhua Jiang of the Kavli Institute for Astronomy and Astrophysics and Professor Nobunari Kashikawa of the University of Tokyo in Japan. They were joined by researchers from the observatories of the Carnegie Institution for Science, the Stewart Observatory, and the Geneva Observatory, Peking University in China, and the University of Tokyo in Japan. Simply put, the cosmic dark ages began about 370,000 years after the Big Bang and continued for another 1 billion years. At this time, the only light sources were either the photons released before, which is still detectable today as the cosmic microwave background radiation, and those released by neutral hydrogen atoms. The light of these photons is so shifted due to the expansion of the universe that they are invisible to us today. This effect is known as red shift, where the wavelength of light is elongated or shifted towards the red end of the spectrum as it passes through the ever-expanding cosmos on its way to reach us. For objects moving closer to our galaxy, the effect is reversed, with the wavelength shortening and shifting towards the blue end of the spectrum. For nearly a century, astronomers have used these effects to determine the distance of galaxies and the rate at which the universe is expanding. In this case, the research team used the Keck 1 telescope at Mauna Kea in Hawaii to measure the red shift of GNZ11 to determine its distance. The results they obtained indicated that is the furthest and oldest galaxy ever observed. As Kashikawa explained in a University of Tokyo press release, from previous studies, the galaxy GNZ11 seems to be the furthest detectable galaxy from us at 13.4 billion light-years away, or 134 nonillion kilometers. That's 134 followed by 30 zeros. But measuring and verifying such a distance is not an easy task. Specifically, the team examined the carbon emission lines coming from GNZ-11, which were in the ultraviolet range when they left the galaxy and were shifted by a factor of 10, to the infrared 0.2 micrometers by the time it reached Earth. This level of redshift indicates that this galaxy existed as observed roughly 13.4 billion years ago, also known as just 400 million years after the Big Bang. At this distance, GNZ-11 is so far that it defines the very boundary of the observable universe itself. Whilst this galaxy has been observed in the past by Hubble, it took the resolving power and spectroscopic capabilities of the Keck Observatory to make accurate measurements of its distance. This was performed as part of the Multi-Object Spectrograph for Infrared Exploration, or MOSFIRE survey, which captured the emission lines from GNZ-11 in detail. This allowed the team of scientists to produce distance estimates for this galaxy that were improved by a factor of 100 over any measurements that were previously made. Professor Kashikawa said, "The Hubble Space Telescope detected the signature multiple times in the spectrum of GNZ-11. However, even the Hubble cannot resolve ultraviolet emission lines to the degree we needed, so we turned to a more up-to-date ground-based spectrograph, an instrument to measure emission lines called MOSFIRE, which is mounted to the Keck 1 telescope in Mauna Kea in Hawaii." If subsequent observations can confirm the results of this latest study, then the astronomers can say with certainty that GNZ-11 is the furthest galaxy ever observed. Through the study of objects like this one, astronomers hope to be able to shed light on a period of cosmic history when the universe was just a few hundred millions of years old. This period coincides with the universe was beginning to emerge from the Dark Ages, when the first stars and galaxies formed and filled the early universe with visible light. By studying these, astronomers hope to learn more about how the large-scale structures of the universe subsequently evolved. This will be assisted by next-generation telescopes like the James Webb Space Telescope, scheduled to launch on 31st of October 2021. These instruments will even allow astronomers to be able to study the Dark Ages itself, a time when the only non-CMB light was the spin line of neutral hydrogen in the far microwave wavelength of 21 centimeters. To be able to probe the very beginnings of the universe itself and watch as the first stars and galaxies form, what an exciting time that will be! The observations that made this research possible were conducted under a time exchange program between the Keck Observatory and the Subaru Telescope on Mount Mauna Kea in Hawaii.